Good morning. This is Brother Bill Morris. I am going to be broadcasting on Facebook later today for Carnes and Enon on the Enon Facebook page and conference call. But I decided that I would read the Sunday school lesson, try to teach a little short lesson this morning. And we're going to post this on sermon audio. I will also post a link onto the Facebook page at Enon, and so everybody can know we're going to try to do this under the situation we're under. We're going to be studying Lesson 8 for November the 22nd, which is the Gadarene Demoniac Free Indeed. Lesson material is from Mark 5, 1-3. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. The devotional reading is, a soothsayer set free, Acts chapter 16:16-18. Acts 16:16. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Let me just say that this was Paul and Silas in Philippi, right before they were thrown in prison. In fact, this is the act that got them thrown in prison. Acts 16:17 said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now that is the devotional reading. The memory verse, and of course the reference there with the devotional reading, is a soothsayer set free. She was set free by the demon being thrown out of her and her being delivered from that terrible situation. The memory verse for last week, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. We are justified from all things by the blood of Jesus, by faith in Christ. Lesson purpose is to understand that all human beings suffer from a lack of temperance, and that temperance can only be gained through Christ. Instead of reading the lesson, I'm going to read the scriptures that have to do with this particular lesson, and we may answer some questions. The questions that are in the back of the lesson, I will try to answer those questions. Now, I've already read Mark 5, 1-3. We're going to start with verse 4. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. This demoniac, nobody could do anything with him. He lived among the tombs, just a terrible, terrible person. And of course, it was Satan that made him this way. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Now, he ran and worshipped him, but that wasn't a form of worship from that man that would be accepted by God. That was the devil's coming and knowing their superior was Jesus Christ, and they knew who he was. Now, "For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many." Now, I don't know how many, that would be. Certainly, I'll tell you what. I looked up a legion. Roman legion was 3,000 to 6,000 soldiers. I don't think it was that many. I don't think it was an actual number that this demon was referring to, like 3,000 or 6,000. I believe it had the meaning of just a large number is what I believe that it was meaning. In fact, the word here, let me look just a second and see what this word many legion means. It means, well, it says here, Roman regiment is what the Strong's Concordance said about it. So, I don't know. Anyway, there was a bunch of them. Name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And now there were under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. Well, listen to this. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. So, I don't think that it was very far off, do you? How could a man have that many devils in him? How could that happen? How could that be? That's beyond my capability to understand. But I'll tell you one thing, one or 1,000 or 1,000,000, they were at the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, forthwith Jesus gave them leave. They ran down the mountain, choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Here was this man that was beyond any human help, sitting there clothed in his right mind. And it made people afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, that's what he did. They wanted him to leave. He said, "All right, I'm gone." He that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. They wanted him to go. He wanted him to stay. Or actually, he wanted to stay with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered or allowed him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things that the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Okay? One of my places that I like to read this account is in the book of Luke. I like to go to Luke chapter 8 and read this account over there. I'm not going to. It begins in Luke 8:26. I'm not going to read it again. But I will say that there's something we're going to reference in here. Now, instead of going back all through that, I'm not going to read it again. I'm not going to read the lesson. We're going to go answer some questions that the writer has written back here. The first question, what similarities do all people share with the demoniac? In the lesson material, he said you wouldn't think you'd have anything in common with him, but we were at one time all captives of the devil, servants to sin. In the book of Ephesians 2, it says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the man, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. There was a time we gave our allegiance to Satan. All of us that are saved, at one time, we were all lost. So yes, while we weren't possessed, or I don't guess that you were, like this man was, but we all were in bondage, and we've all been captive of Satan and captives to our flesh and wasn't able to get out of that particular lifestyle through our works. But we were freed from sin when we trusted Jesus Christ, our Lord. Number two, what was the demoniac like after he met Christ? Well, after he met Christ, before he met Christ, he was crying and cutting himself, living in the tombs, fierce, mean to people, jumping out on them, beating them. But when the people came out and saw him, he was seated at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. I mean, a completely different man. You could look at him and tell that he was different. He was completely changed. And while everybody may not have that dramatic of an outside change, everybody has that dramatic of an inside change. Some people, before and after salvation, they really don't look any different, but they're completely different. They're just as different. The drunk, the dope head, the immoral person, needs to be saved and get saved, and he's freed from sin, just like the preacher's son, the deacon's daughter, the girl that never misses church, never was ugly in any way. She needed Jesus just as much as that person, just as much as the demoniac did. And the difference is on the inside. What was the demoniac commanded to do? In the lesson material, it said to publish about Christ. I want to look at that just a minute. I believe that he was commanded to do two things. We read over in Mark chapter 5. I want to go over there and read that to you again. Let's go in Mark 5:19. Go home to thy friends, Jesus said, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. Go home and tell your friends. Go and tell them. Now, listen to Luke chapter 8 and verse 39. Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. Let's put both those true scriptures together. He was to go to his own house and to his own friends, and he was to show them and he was to tell them how great things God had done unto thee. And he went and published it to the whole city. Now, I'm going to say this. I think the telling has a lot more power to it when before you do the telling, there's some showing that goes on. And then also after you tell it, that you still show it. I don't think you can just tell it. I don't think just telling is the whole story. I believe there's got to be a life, because you can tell it and then live like the devil and nobody's going to appreciate it. But this man lived it and told it, and what a difference that it made. Listen to the difference. Luke 8:39, return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Luke 8:40 is the result. And remember, they asked the Lord to leave. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. The difference one man made in that place. Question number five. Well, question number four. How does this compare, this command compare to what we've been asked to do? To go and tell and to show exactly what we've been commanded by Christ to do. Exactly. Number five, how can Satan control us? By the three things that are in the world. 1 John chapter 2. This is how Satan controls us. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, he can't control saved people's souls. But listen what he can get us involved in, and the love of the Father won't be in us. For all, 1 John 2:16, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So, if we do that, and that Satan uses that against lost and saved. And that's how he will control us, by the three things that are in the world, and get us to where that the love of God isn't in us. And then, yeah, he'll have his hands on our life. Number six, what did the demoniac desire to do after he met Christ? He wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to be with the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? Number seven, what does Christ free us from? Well, we already read a scripture where we're freed from the law of sin and of death. Isn't that wonderful? We're freed from the law of sin and death. We're freed from the power of the devil, the power of sin, the power of hell. Number eight, what bound the demoniac? Well, it was sin. And I don't know what had happened in his life to get in that condition. Now, I will say this. There are certain things, dear lost people, that will give the devil a great upper hand in your life. And I still believe in possession today. I believe drugs and alcohol will give the devil a opportunity. I believe there's some people that are possessed. And I really do. I believe they are. And it's just a great miracle for them to be released. There are things today, drugs that you can take, you know, especially young people, beware of this. There's things that you can take that will enslave you the rest of your life, and very, very few people, very few ever kick it. Remember that, and don't do it in the first place. Number 9, I don't really understand the question. How can Christ give us greater restraint from the flesh? I guess what he means is, how can Christ give us greater restraint over the flesh? I think that's what the question meant to be. And that would be found in a very familiar scripture in Galatians in chapter 5. Listen to this, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you, my dear friends. Next, Sunday School Lesson is one of my favorite people in the entire Bible, and I will be teaching this lesson. On, put it on the sermon audio and give a link to Facebook. Barnabas, the son of consolation. Love him. I love him. I want to be a Barnabas. I hope I have been. Look forward to preaching to all of you in a little while. God bless you. Hope you could enjoy this early in the morning as a Sunday school lesson. Thank you for listening.